Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Coach, this is a big victory on the road against Green Bay. What does this victory mean, not just for today, but for this organization moving forward?
I'll be honest. It doesn't mean anything. Just like a loss wouldn't have meant anything. I said before, we got to start expecting stuff like this. And it is a big win, obviously, because any time you win in this league is big. But they're another opponent, another championship opportunity. We got to get ready to go next week.
Robert, do you think your defense made a statement today?
I thought our defense has been playing really well the whole season, with the exception of maybe the Cleveland game. I feel like we've been pretty good, and we've been getting better every week, which is key. And I thought our D-line was outstanding today. I thought our back end did a great job with communication, with all their jet motions and all the different things they did. And especially on third down, we finally, like I've been saying, if we could just have a good day on third down, we'll show dominance. And we made a commitment to stop the run today, and we won on third down, and that was a big deal for us.
Quinnen,
you talk about
winning. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, Quinnen is he's playing at a different level. Got to continue. Obviously, we're only six games in, but he's got to continue that. He's got 11 more left. But he keeps doing this. There's no reason why he shouldn't be Pro Bowl, All Pro, all the different accolades you can get. He's playing at that type of level.
No, just talk about your special teams unit, because they made a number of big plays today.
Yeah, there was a couple plays. You know, we got the blocked field goal. They blocked. You know, they had a block too, but. That we both missed the field goal, but that play in the second half, Michael getting the block and then Will Park scooping and scoring was such a big, obviously, I mean, it turned it into a two-score game and just allowed us to kind of let loose up front. And thought our special teams, Brent, I said it earlier in the week, he's a common denominator for our great special teams units over the last 7 years and or however long he's been here. But I thought they did an outstanding job.
And also Michael Clemens, too, just the way that he played. Just talk about that.
Yeah,
as
he's
well.
Been under the radar. He's been playing really well this whole season. He's being asked to do all the grunt work. And I think he had a sack. Did he get one, too? I don't know. I'm not sure. But either way, he played well on defense. He's playing well on special teams. He's doing anything and everything that's asked of him. And just love his mindset and what he brings day in and day out.
I saw some criticism when you drafted Breece Hall for there were conceivably other holes on the roster. You traded up to draft a running back, which isn't really a valued position. Can you just talk a little bit about him and I guess the justification of that selection these last couple of weeks?
Home run hitter. There's no price for a home run hitter.
Robert, what was the message at halftime? 3-3.
The mindset to go 60 minutes and to give him 60% more. And just keep giving them body blow after body blow after body blow, and just keep hitting them. Keep hitting them in the mouth. O-line, just keep pushing and just keep leaning on them. And we felt like if we can just keep taking them down to deep water, they'll find out they can't swim. And it was just a mindset. And I thought our O-line was outstanding, especially in that fourth quarter, just leaning on them, especially in the run game. Wish we would have punched one in at the end, but good job by them, obviously, holding up inside the five.
I think you can say this is just another game, like you said, but I mean, this is a team that's just been dragged through the mud for basically the last 10 years or so. Even last week when you guys beat the Dolphins, it was like, well, there's a third string quarterback. But you just took down the Packers, who every year seem like they're in Super Bowl contention. It's Aaron Rodgers on the other side. I mean, this does mean a little more here that week.
Every game, for me, every game is such a big deal when you win. What I love about our team is that we do have a good team, and we do have good players, and we do have a good mindset. And when you are as young as we are, it's awesome to get confidence. But at the same time, that confidence can be gone next week. And we got to keep the main thing. I think our process and the way our guys have showed up day in and day out to prepare for games has been outstanding. And And we just got to keep the main thing the main thing. And wins are great. And if you love winning, then you show up tomorrow and you continue the process and you keep grinding the way we have been. And we'll appreciate the results that we continue getting.
Robert, along those lines, Robert, you obviously this team is so young. You talked about it a lot. When they get tastes of days like this, you say that they could lose the confidence. It's a pretty confident team, obviously. They feel good about themselves. When they get tastes of like games like this last week, and you get some momentum, you probably at the beginning of the season didn't know how soon that was going to take. But how much more dangerous does that make your team in terms of some momentum?
Yeah, there's still a lot of things, for sure. There's still a lot of things we got to clean up, right? There's a lot of things we got to clean up. But anytime, I've said it before, there's faith and there's belief, right? That people can see things happen before it's even possible to live in faith. But unfortunately, a majority of the people in the world, including us as a team, some people need to see it happen. And the more it becomes a visual, the more you start believing the more confidence you get. So either way, winning is always good, but we got to keep the main thing. That's continue to get better.
When you guys lost early in the season,
get you rich though.
When you guys had those losses early in the season, you were steadfast in that we're going to turn it around. I have like no doubt in my mind. Like, what is it about this group that has built up your confidence to the degree that
it starts from OTAs, right? And you go through training camp and you just see the mindset and you just know, right? And and it's not over. I mean, we got 11 games left. There's still a lot of football to play. And we got to go on the road again to Denver, and they've got a really good football team. A lot of weapons and a lot of talent on that football team. So, I know we're going to be pretty good. We just got to continue to stay focused on the main thing, which is getting better.
I have two questions. There's no chance I'll possibly get another one in after that. What caused the struggles in the first half with the offense, and what clicked in the second half? And the second question is, what was the cause for the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on the bench?
We knew that they'd come out backs against the wall at home, that they would come out punching, and for us, it's just you not necessarily kind of it wasn't the mindset to weather the storm or anything. It was just fight back, just keep leaning on them, just keep fighting. Eventually, the longer it went, the more pressure. We felt like the more pressure would be on them. But so credit to them and the way they came out. And then again, obviously credit to our offense and our special teams unit, just made the plays and just explosive play after explosive play in the second half to generate the points that we needed. I think we ended up with, 24 points in the second half. So big, big, big deal for the offense and special teams. As far as the unsportsmanlike conduct, a coach was in the white and ran into the referee, and that was about it.
Your pass rush has been so good all early this season. Their offensive line has a couple guys coming back from injury. Was that a matchup y'all thought you could have an advantage going in?
We feel like our D-line matches up from an advantage standpoint versus anybody. Whether that's cocky or unguided confidence, whatever it is. We love our D-line. We think they're a rolling ball of butcher knives, and there's a lot of them that can play at a high level.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.